إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فحياكم الله جميعا، فنواصل بإذن الله تعالى. We continue with the qira'ah and the reading from this amazing work by the Imam Al-Allama Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyya rahimahullahu ta'ala. The kitab is Al-Ighath Al-Ahfan Fi Masa'id Al-Shaytan, supporting the distressed from the plots of Shaytan, dealing with various areas of ibadah, various areas of the heart, and particularly now we're talking in this section about love. Spoken in the past regarding the beneficial love and the harmful love, and if you remember, we studied the qissa of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and the benefits that one can take from the story of Yusuf and his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that his love for Allah took precedence over all things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him and protected him from falling into that which is displeasing to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we mentioned the examples of beneficial love and harmful love. Today we're going to talk about a type of love which is beneficial, that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala he mentions. And he says, فَمِنَ الْمُحَبَّةِ النَّافِعَ مُحَبَّةُ الزَّوْجَةِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ يَمِينُ الرَّجُلِ, where he said that from the beneficial love, that love which is fruitful, that love which is beneficial, is the love, yani the man loving his wife, and likewise the wife, no doubt, loving her husband, and the man loving his wife, and loving that which the right hand possesses from the slave girls and so forth. He starts off this section as it relates to that, and then he moves on to speaking about the fruits of loving the wife, an example of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it relates to him loving his wives radiyallahu ta'ala anhun. And then he mentions other affairs that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he used to love. So we start off with point number one, and that is that he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, regarding the man loving his wife, the beneficial love that a man has for his wife, he said, فَإِنَّهَا مُعِينَةٌ عَلَى مَا شَرَعَ اللَّهُ. He said, from the fruits, no doubt, of a man loving his wife, is that it is an aid to fulfill that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. من النكاح, from marriage. وَمِلْكِ الْيَمِينِ, and from that which he has legislated subhanahu wa ta'ala as relates to taking that which the right hand possesses. And also he subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated إِعْفَى الرَّجُلْ نَفْسَهُ وَأَهْلَهُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated through this affair of the love that is between the man and his wife, and vice versa, the إِعْفَى, one being chaste, the man being chaste, and him and his family preserving the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in not transgressing and falling into the haram. And he says, rahimullahu ta'ala, and this is point number two, وَكُلُّ مَا كَانَتِ الْمُحَبَّةِ بَيْنَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ أَتَمْ وَأَقْوَى كَانَ هَذَا الْمَقْصُودِ أَتَمْ وَأَكْمَلْ. He said, whenever the love between a man and his wife is complete and it is perfect and strong, then these legislations and these fruits are likewise complete and perfected, meaning that the individual it refrains from falling into haram, and that it aids the person to establish the legislation and fulfill and comply to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from his prohibitions. Whenever the love for a man and the love for a woman has for a husband, and the love that a man has for his wife is perfect, is complete and is proper, then those fruits will indeed follow suit. And then he mentions, rahimahullah ta'ala, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to justify this. He says, قال الله تعالى وقال تعالى هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها. Well, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and he is the one that created you from one soul and has made from it his wife or its wife, ليسكن إليها, to live with her and enjoy living with her and living in security with her. And this applies to both the husband and the wife. Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned regarding this verse in Suratul A'raf, verse number 189. Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الرِّجَالُ وَالنِّسَاءُ. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, he is the one who created you, O men and women, al-muntashiruna fil ard, men and women who are spread all over the earth, ala kathratikum wa tafarruqikum, in your differences and the amount of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you from one soul, nafsun wahida, wa huwa Adam, Abu Bashir sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is Adam, from Adam, children of Adam. And this barakallahu fikum shows that this verse is a refutation against racism, is a refutation against qawmiyyah, against an individual who is racist against a particular people, whether it's a black person racist against a white person, or a white person's racist against an Asian, and so forth. This verse is a refutation against them. Who alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah? Imam Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala says, he is the one, Allah is the one who created you, all men and women, with your variety, meaning variety of nationality and jinsiyat, and variety of colors and the amount of you. He created you from one soul, and that is Adam, Abu Bashir sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aynam. And he said, from him he created his wife, and from the wisdom of that, liyaskuna ilayha, for them, him to live in tranquility and to enjoy living with her with security, showing the fruits of a man and love between a man and his wife. And whenever this, as Ibn Qayyim says, rahimahullah ta'ala, this love is complete and perfected, the fruits, no doubt, will also be complete and perfected. And then he mentions also another verse in Surah Al-Rum, verse number 21, which is similar, but also a beautiful verse for us to reflect on, is where he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مُوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Where he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from his signs, is that he has created from you, from yourselves, partners, yani husbands and wives, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, for you to live in tranquility with them. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ And he has made between you مُوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً And placed between you love and compassion. Love and compassion. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ It's from his signs. So when an individual, he sees his wife and he feels a love for his wife, then he should remind him of the ubudiyya. He should remind him of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. That from the signs of Allah, that he's the one that deserves to be worshipped alone, without any partners, is that blessing that he's given by making the love, the muwadda and the mercy and the compassion between the husband and the wife and the love. Barakallahu fikum. So min ayatihi wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. As he said in another verse, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in yourselves is a sign, do you not see? So when the individual implements this love for his wife, and the wife implements this love for her husband, no doubt it will remind them of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهَا مُعِينَةٌ عَلَى مَا شَرَعَ اللَّهِ Indeed, it aids the individual to implement that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. Point number three is Ibn Qayyim after this, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions the example of Rasulullah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this regard. And he says, wa fi sahih, meaning Sahih Muslim. وفي الصحيح أنه يعني أنه يعني عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه سئل من أحب الناس إليك فقال عائشة When the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked in this hadith of Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عنه the messenger was asked who is the most beloved person to you And then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Aisha. He said, Aisha. And this is why he says, Ibn Qayyim, after that, وَلِهَذَا كَانَ مَسْرُوقٌ رَحِمُ اللَّهِ يَقُولُ And Masruq, from the ulama of the tabi'een, he used to say, when he narrated from Aisha, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَى عَنَا, he would say, حَدَّثَتْنِي أَسْسِدِّيقَ بِنْتِ السِّدِّيقِ Habibati Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when he was narrating, yani in the Isnad, his mode of transmission would be hadathatni, it was narrated to me, the truthful one, daughter of a Siddiq, the truthful one, yani Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Habibati Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa Habibatu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah, the love of the Messenger of Allah, al-mubarrah min fawqi sab'i samawat, the one that Allah has indeed freed from the above the seven heavens, the one that Allah freed and showed their innocence and freed them from any wrongdoing with the accusation. من فوق سبع سماوات from above the seven heavens again establishing the ulu and this is why this narration barakallahu fikum is mentioned in various works and also is mentioned in al-ulu of al-imam al-dhahabi it's mentioned in al-ulu which is a book compiled regarding narrations that prove that Allah is above But the point here is that Masruq, he would narrate and mention that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on this note, we have a narration, an interesting narration, which is an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, which I believe is in Sahih Muslim, where she said, مَا غِرْتُ عَلَى نِسَاءِ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi وسلم إلا على خديجة. She said, رضي الله عنها, that I was never jealous of any of the wives of the women of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, except for خديجة. وإني لم أدركها. Even though I never even met her, meaning that she never met خديجة رضي الله عنها. She died before Aisha married the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قالت She said, Yani Aisha, رضي الله تعالى عنها, وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ذبح الشاة فيقول أرسلوا بها إلى أصدقاء خديجة رضي الله عنها. That when the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he would slaughter a sheep, he would say, send it, give it to the friends of Khadija. This is after her death, رضي الله تعالى عنها. Send the meat to the friends of Khadija. And Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها is narrating this. قالت فأغضبته يوما. I made him angry one day when I said, فقلت خديجة. When I said Khadija, meaning you're sending it because of Khadija. And then the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he responded and he said, إني قد رزقت حبها. إني قد رزقت حبها. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, in response to him, when he slaughtered, giving the meat to the friends of that were alive of Khadija رضي الله عنها, and Aisha queried and questioned why this was the case, and he said, verily, I have been provided with love for her. I have been provided with love for her. And that's Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And this is why the ulama, they differed as it relates to who's the best of women. Is it Khadija or is it Aisha? And the qawl al-rajih, no doubt the correct opinion is that the best of women is indeed Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and then Khadija. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved his wife Aisha and he loved his wife خديجة رضي الله تعالى عنها رزقت حبها. I've been given provisions for the love of her. I need to love her. Allah has placed that in his heart. صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is why Ibn Qayyim, when he's in his other works, Al-Kafi, when he's mentioning this affair of the love between a man and his wife, Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى said, فَمُحَبَّةُ النِّسَى مِنْ كَمَانِ الْإِنسَانِ. He said, from the perfection of man is to love his wife and to love women. It's from the perfection of a man is to love his wife, yani women. It's indeed something that is not an aib. It is not something that is to be embarrassed about, but rather it is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated and following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, رُزِقْتُ حُبَّهَا. I have been provided with love for her, regarding Khadija and regarding Aisha. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was asked, man habban nasi lake, he said, Aisha, who's most beloved to you is Aisha. And he used to call her Ayosh, and showing love to her, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, wa ana ashabi nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. And this brings us to point number four, and that is a nice hadith that Ibn Qayyim, he brings here, which is an authentic narration, and in Sunan Abi Dawood, in the Sunan of Abi Dawood, where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Hubbiba ilayya min dunyakum an-nisa'u wat-tibu waju'ilat qurratu ayni fi as-salah." Waju'ilat qurratu ayni fi as-salah. Where he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that which has been made beloved to me from your worldly affairs, yani from the dunya, that which has been made beloved to me from the worldly affair is an-nisa, is women. Our women, wa-tib, and perfume. وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. And the cooling of my eye has been made for the prayer. The cooling of my eye is received from the prayer, meaning the full pleasure is from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith, there's many benefits that we can take from this. The first benefit, no doubt, is that the most important and beloved thing to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which, not just that which he loved, but that cooling of his eye, was indeed the salah, was indeed establishing the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This took precedence. And this is coupled with a narration, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, When he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the one in Sunnah Abi Dawood actually, the previous narration is mentioned by, is in Mishka, and also mentioned barakallahu feekum by Hafidh ibn Hajjin in his explanation of Sahih Bukhari. The narration I'm going to mention now regarding the salah and how beloved it was to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Sunnah Abi Dawood, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أرحنا بالصلاة يا بلال. أرحنا بالصلاة يا بلال. Give us tranquility. Cool us with the prayer, O Bilal. Meaning, call the adhan. Call the adhan so that we can have this raha, this tranquility, this sweetness with the prayer. Yani the prayer coming, showing the love that he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had for the prayer. That's the first benefit from this hadith. جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The second benefit that we can take from this hadith is that the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to love perfume. He used to love perfume. And Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his exemplary book called Zad al-Mu'ad, which he authored whilst on his journey on a donkey, he was traveling, and he authored this book, which is now with us in 6 volumes, in that he's talking about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and various characteristics of him. Regarding this hadith, he mentions, he says, وَكَانَ sallallahu alaihi wasallam يُكْثِرُ التَّطَيُّبُ. He said that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to use perfume a lot. وَتَشْتَدُّ عَلَيْهِ رَاحِهَةُ الْكَرِيهَةُ. And he used to hate bad smell. He used to hate bad smell. So he used to love perfume, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. يُكْثِرُ التَّطَيُّبُ. He used to use perfume frequently, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he used to hate bad smell. So he loved perfume, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is no doubt a beneficial love, that an individual loves perfume. And it's been narrated on Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu ta'anhu, that he would spend ثُلُثُ مَالِهِ, that he would spend a third of his wealth on perfume. Radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That's the second benefit. That which is beloved to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was indeed perfume. Third benefit he mentions here, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is an-nisa, is women. And this shows you the love that he had for his wives, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now that is from the affairs of the dunya. So therefore, Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he further on, he mentions here, in point number 5, we can call it, he said, فَلَا عَيْبَ عَلَى الرَّجُلِ فِي مُحَبَّتِهِ لِأَهْلِهِ. He says, so there is no shame and no fault, embarrassment for a man who loves his family, who loves his wife. وَإِشْقِهِ لَهَا. He lusts for his wife. He loves his wife. He yearns for his wife. He lusts for his wife. There is no عيب. This is the ishq where there is no sin in that type of ishq and that type of positive lust for the wife. Illa, and then he mentions an exception. Illa إذا شغله ذلك عن محبة ما هو أنفع له من محبة الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Except if that love for his wife or that lust for his wife occupies him, takes his time away from that which is more beneficial for him, from that which is more beneficial from him, from the love of Allah and the love of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Aynam. And this is why here the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mentioned in this hadith, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ النِّسَاءُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. He mentioned the salah, not just love. This is the cooling of the eyes. This is what gives him the full tranquility, and that is the munajah, that salah between him and his Lord, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So therefore, Ibn Qayyim says, so it's no shame on an individual to lust or love his wife, except if that love or lust leads him to preoccupy him from the love of Allah and the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he says, وَزَاحَمَ حُبَّهُ وَحُبَّ رَسُولِهِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When there becomes a struggle and a contest between his love for his wife and his love for the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or the love for the woman for her husband and the love of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he says, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحَبَّةٍ زَاحَمَتْ مُحَبَّةَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ بِحَيْثُ تُضْعِفُهَا وَتُنْقِصُهَا فَهِيَ مَذْمُومَةٌ. And then that initial beneficial love, which was supposed to aid the individual to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is in contest, if it's competing with the love of Allah and the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anything in fact that is in contest with the love of Allah and the love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that it weakens their love for Allah, it weakens that love for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says anything, it weakens it or it decreases it. Fahiya madhmum. Then know, fahiya madhmuma. Then know that it is a blameworthy love. It is a love that is harmful. So the love of the man for his wife and the wife for her husband, aynam, is beneficial if it leads to the obedience of Allah. And it's beneficial if it is not in contest and clashing with the love of Allah and the love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, وَإِنْ عَانَتْ عَلَى مُحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ. And if that love for the wife and love for the husband, it aids in increasing the love of Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَكَانَتْ مِنْ أَسْبَابِ قُوَّتِهَا. And it becomes a means to strengthen the love of Allah. So the husband loves his wife, and the wife loves her husband, and that love that they have, it increases them in barakallahu fikum, in loving Allah and His Messenger, fahiya mahmuda. So therefore it is then, no doubt, praiseworthy. It is then praiseworthy. Barakallahu fikum. That's point number 5. And then Ibn Qayyim after that, rahimahullah ta'ala, he moves on to point number 6, which now is dealing with certain characteristics and certain qualities of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and things that he loved. He says, rahimahullah, وَكَذَلِكَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi wasallam يُحِبُّ شَرَابُ الْبَارِدَ الْحُلُّ. And he said that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to love cold drinks and sweet drinks. وَيُحِبُّ الْحُلُّ وَالْعَسَلُ. He used to love honey sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَيُحِبُّ الْخَيْرُ. And he used to like horses, riding horses. وَكَانَ أَحَبَّ الثِّيَابِ إِلَيْهِ الْقَمِيسِ. And the most beloved garment to him was the qamis. That qamis, that long outfit that covers his awra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ يُحِبُّ الدُّبَاءِ. وَكَانَ يُحِبُّ الدُّبَاءِ. And he used to love pumpkin. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love eating pumpkin, الدُّبَاءِ. And this is mentioned, barakallahu fikum, in an authentic narration, and Anas ibn Malik, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said, in a hadith, فَجِئَ بِمَرَقْ فِيهَا الدُّبَاءُ فَجَعْلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَأْكُلُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الدُّبَاءُ وَيُعْجِبُهُ. Where he said, Anas ibn Malik, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu soup was given to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mirqa, which is like a soup which is mixed with meat and salmon and fat, very beloved to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, healthy food, and with like bread and wheat and so forth mixed in with barakallahu fikum. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was brought that soup with a duba, with pumpkin. And then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam started eating the pumpkin, and Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, يَأْكُلُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الدُّبَاءَ وَيُعْجِبُهُ. You'd eat from that duba, that pumpkin, and he used to love it. So there is no harm in loving these affairs. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the thiyab, the good clothing, and he loved sallallahu alaihi wasallam الدُّبَاء. And he loved barakallahu fikum, perfume, as we mentioned previously, and he loved honey and cold drinks. He loved that duba. Now, interestingly, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, due to his love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, started eating pumpkin, and then he grew to love pumpkin because he wanted to love that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved. So Anas, he radiallahu anhu, he started eating and loving pumpkin because of his love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beautiful, Allah mubarak. Aina. So Ibn Qayyim, he mentions this, barakallahu fikum, and this shows the importance of reading the books of barakallahu fikum, of Shama'il, which are the books of hadith and tariq, which is pertaining to the qualities of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once you read these books, it shows you the things that he loved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his characteristics, his qualities, etc., and the clothing he loved and how he walked and so forth. And from the affairs that's shown there are the affairs that he loved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Ibn Qayyim here he mentions in this point number 5. And then he mentions point number 6. He says, فَإِنْ نَوَى بِهِ الْقُوَّةِ Then he, sorry, after that he mentions, فَهَذِي الْمُحَبَّةِ لَا تُزَاحِمْ مُحَبَّةَ اللَّهِ So all of these affairs that he mentioned, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, sorry, this is still on point number 6. These affairs that he loved, that were mentioned, like the pumpkin and the honey and the thib and the perfume and the cold drink and the honey and the sweet drinks and so forth that he loved, فَهَذِهِ الْمُحَبَّةِ لا تزاحم محبة الله تبارك وتعالى. And that is that these affairs that he loved sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not contest with his love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his love of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. بل قد تجمع الهم والقلب على تفرق لمحبة الله. But rather, his heart was indeed free for the love of Allah. There was nothing that was in place, nothing that took the place for his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing contested. There wasn't a struggle between his love for other things and the love of Allah. His yearning, no doubt, was to worship Allah and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَذِهِ مُحَبَّةٌ تَبِعِيَّةٌ Because it didn't clash, because these are just natural things that one inclines to, which is the fruits and the sweet juice and so forth. أَيْنَا تَتْبَعُ نِيَّةَ صَاحِبَهَا So it depends on the niyyah and the intention of the individual that loves us. For those of us who love certain foods and likewise the drinks and so forth, the intention, the niyyah is powerful in that regard. Based upon the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى That verily, actions are by intentions, and for everyone is that which they intended. So if the person's intention regarding these affairs that they love is فَإِنَّ وَبِهِ الْقُوَّةِ If they have this intention and purify the intention that even though they love it, but they have this intention while they're eating the pumpkin, while they're drinking the sweet drink, they are doing this in order to get strength عَلَى أَمْرِ اللَّهِ To get strength in order to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Him, كانت قربة. It then becomes something that is bringing them close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وإن فعل ذلك بحكم طبعي والميل والمجرد لم يثب ولم يعاقب وإن فاته درجة من فعله متقربا به إلى الله. And that is that if an individual loves these affairs, that there's no harm, there's no punishment for the person loving these affairs of the dunya. But there is no reward because their intention was not purified to turn this natural inclination into loving it for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to strengthen their back, to pray, to give them energy, to worship and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to eat the halal. So you're eating the halal, ta'atan lillah. You're eating the halal in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it turns the intention, it flips the intention and turns this natural love that we have for these affairs into a taqarrub, into getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the person doesn't have that, it's just basically fulfilling your desires, which is not a sin, but the person does not get a reward and he doesn't reach the station and she doesn't reach the status of the person who does these affairs, taqarruban ila Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in conclusion, Ibn Qayyim, he says, فَالْمُحَبَّةُ نَافِعَ ثَلَاثَةُ أَنْوَاعٍ So in conclusion, and this is in conclusion to that which we have studied throughout the weeks as it relates to love, and likewise that which we have studied today regarding the beneficial love of loving one's spouse and also loving various affairs of dunya. He says, فَالْمُحَبَّةُ نَافِيَةٌ So the beneficial love is of three categories. There are three categories of beneficial love. مُحَبَّةُ اللَّهِ That the priority and the main beneficial love is loving Allah. This is the first one. Loving Allah. وَمُحَبَّةٌ فِي اللَّهِ And the second is loving for Allah. Loving individuals for Allah. loving your companions for Allah, loving your husband and loving your wife for Allah. Even though there's that natural love, you do the muhabbat to tabi'iyya and the muhabbat to shar'iyya. You do that natural love, and then you have that love for Allah due to their implementation of the sunnah, due to their implementation and fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you couple the natural love and desire with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhabbatu fillah, loving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number two. And number three, وَمُحَبَّةُ مَا يُعِينُ عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَاجْتِنَابِ مَعْصِيَتِهِ. And the third is loving those things that aid you to obey Allah. Loving those things that aid you to obey Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and stay away from his disobedience, those things that aid you. And no doubt, the wife, the pious, righteous wife is from this category. Because the pious, righteous wife will aid you to obey Allah. And the pious, righteous husband will aid you, sister, to obey Allah and stay away from that which is haram. These are, barakallahu fikum, the three categories of beneficial love. Number one, loving Allah. And this is the pinnacle of Tawheed, as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned. And number two, loving for Allah. And number three, loving that which aids you in obeying Allah, and loving that which aids you in staying away from Allah's disobedience. These are the three categories of beneficial love that would indeed raise the individual and bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, rahimullah, again in part of this conclusion, wal muhabbatu darra thalathatu anwa. And harmful love, again summarizing that which we've studied before, previous weeks in this portion of Ighathatul Ahfan. And the harmful love is of three categories also. The harmful love is of three categories. Al-muhabbatu ma'allah, loving others with Allah, associating partners with Allah in love, loving others equal to Allah, or loving others more than Allah. This is the harmful love. And this is shirkiyya. And this is that love of shirk in associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of the idols, for the love of the idolaters, those idol worshippers, their love for their idols. And worshipping their idols, which is a sign of their love above the love of Allah, or in association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as in partners. That's number one. And number two, al-muhabbatu ma'allah. Smalish. The second one is muhabbatu ma yubghiduhu Allah. The second one is muhabbatu ma yubghiduhu Allah. And that is loving that which angers Allah. This is a harmful love. Loving alcohol, loving shirk, loving bid'ah, loving sins, loving those things that disobey Allah. These are those, that love that will harm you. It's the harmful love. Al-muhabbatu darra is that harmful love. And that's number two. And he mentions number three, وَمُحَبَّةُ مَا تَقْتَعْ مُحَبَّتَهُ عَنْ مُحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ. He said, and that harmful love, the third category, is that loving that thing which cuts you off the love of Allah, which distances you from the love of Allah. So those affairs that would distance you in loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the individual loves it, or those affairs that will decrease the person's love for Allah, then this is a harmful love. Like the person who loves their husband or loves their wife above the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that husband and wife, for example, are disobedient, and loving them, no doubt, and barakallahu fikum, letting that love contest with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this no doubt is a love that will indeed decrease the person from loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he concludes with this beautiful summary of the affair of love, that which is beneficial, and love that is harmful. And then he says, فَمُحَبَّتُ اللَّهِ muhab, and said that the love of Allah is أَصْلُ مُحَبِّ الْمَحْمُودَ. Loving Allah is the fundamental of beneficial love. وَالْمُحَبَّةُ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَصْلُ الشِّرْكُ وَالْمُحَبِّ الْمَذْمُومَ. And loving others with Allah, yani worshipping others in that love of ibadah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the asl and the origin of shirk, of associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the other categories fall under these two main categories of beneficial love, which is love of Allah, and the harmful love, which is the love of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentions an example of the story that we read and studied a few weeks ago regarding Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in comparison to the Mra'at al-Aziz, in the woman, the noble woman, that tried to seduce him. In comparison, Yusuf loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made the love of Allah take precedence, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from fahsha. But as for the woman, Imra'a al-Aziz, the wife of the Aziz, she no doubt fell into this ishq and this lust that led her to disobedience and yearned for the disobedience. And this is a comparison of the harmful love, meaning the love that the woman of Al-Aziz had for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and an example of the beneficial love, and that indeed was the love of Yusuf for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this no doubt shows us the importance of this book, and for us to reflect and to check ourselves as it relates to our love for our spouses, and also to turn that love to no doubt a beneficial love that is of higher status, and that is loving the person for Allah, as well as having those natural inclination and desires to them. And with this, we conclude today's lesson, and we conclude the section as it relates to Ibn Qayyim's support for the distressed from the whispers of shaitan, as it relates to love, its benefits, and the harmful love. Hadha wallahu a'lam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.